It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Gary, hey.
Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's Tuesday, y'all. And here's what's happening in celebrity news. Usher broke down in court, y'all, on yesterday, honey. He was in tears, y'all. They said he was crying like a baby, honey.
Really?
Yes, he was in court, y'all, because his ex-wife's attorney, y'all, insinuated, y'all, that Usher cares more about partying than he does about his children. Now, they're saying that Usher was on the stand for hours, y'all, with this ongoing battle for the kids. Well, nevertheless, y'all, Tamika's lawyer's saying, y'all, that Usher was a drug head, y'all. And Usher did admit, he said that I did smoke a little pot in the past. He said, but then when the subject turned to, they said, well, Usher, you've been using ecstasy. Also, his lawyers objected, y'all. And they're saying that Usher was very upset about that because, you know, that's not true. He said now he's not doing drugs and he never used drugs in front of his kids. Tamika flew into a jealous rage once upon a time, hitting him, throwing food at him, and worst of all, she spit it on his girlfriend, honey. Now, Tamika said, first of all, she walked up to the car, and she told us, I'm going to kick.
Spit it?
Well, how in the hell you going to talk? You talking about the woman had tattoos that was on her body, but didn't say, no, they wasn't on her body, it was on her arm.
And
her
arm is part of the body.
I didn't say arm.
You did not.
You anyway, didn't say that.
We'll talk about that later. Yes, honey. Nevertheless, honey, Tamisha told Usher Griffin that she was going to kick her A-double-S, honey. Then she told Usher, how dare you bring this woman into my subdivision in my house. That was tagging. Now, you don't bring the doggone jump off to your ex-wife's house, honey. Now, that was a little tagging, but that's her man
for you. Yeah, you shouldn't do that.
What if she stays in the car, though?
Well, she stays in the car, but still, you don't bring her to the house.
She know where she live. You don't bring nobody to nobody's house.
No, you don't do that. That's very tagging. Now, Usher was
wrong. You just don't do it.
Nah. Speaking of wrong, y'all, baby, this man was right, honey. Ray J, y'all. Now, they're talking about some of the stuff that happened at the Billboard Awards on Sunday night, y'all. They're saying, y'all, that the Brown family said they wanted Ray J removed from the presence of their family. Now, Ray J said,
talking about Meet the Browns?
No, honey. Bobby, the Brown family, with the Houston family, at least I should say. Now, they're saying, y'all, that Ray J sat next to Bobby Christina at the Billboard Awards, and Aunt Pat said she was not having it. She wanted him removed from their royal presence.
Okay, they can't remove everybody now.
Well, they wanted him
they
removed,
can't remove
honey.
Bobby Brown and Ray J. Everybody, come on now. Let everybody else live.
Come on, Miss Pat, honey. But they said they called the cops, they called the FBI and the Secret Service, and Ray J said, let me tell y'all something. Rosa Parks was my distant cousin. I'm not moving. And he didn't move.
Who said that?
Baby Ray J.
That ain't got nothing to do with
I don't know Rosa Parks was some kid in the Brandon now.
Yeah, honey, you remember Rosa Parks was on that doggone bus. She said she wasn't getting up, and Ray J said he was following his distant cousin.
So Ray J might go down to Black History for not moving.
And he didn't move neither, baby. So, honey, they said that thing had to go on, y'all. So I'm like, all right, Ray J, you peed for that one, honey.
I can see it now. Martin Luther King, W.E. Du Bois, and Ray J.
All right, y'all, the color today, y'all, is one of my favorite colors, honey. I'm loving this color, y'all. The color today, y'all, is citron. On the high end, you say citron, and on the low end, you say beautiful lime green, a great color for us.
I like that. They said Rosa Parks held Brandy right sitting up in my room.
Oh, all right, baby.
The best morning show in the country.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.